Now, Mr. Keaton, you, you weren't born in Caribou, though?
No.
No.
Now, where were you?
I was born in Corners.
New Brunswick.
New Brunswick.
Corners, New Brunswick?
Yeah.
And that's across, in Canada?
Across the river from Paris. Well, up St. Francis.
Up near St. Francis. How did you get across? Are you from Canada, too?
No, I'm St. Francis, Maine.
No, my...
St. Francis, Maine.
No, my mother died while we had one of the old sisters. Well, not old, but the second one. She was mad with her father. She was taken on Maine.
Yes.
And then we all, my mother died while we all moved over there.
You all moved over to Maine. Were you naturalized?
Yes.
Or was, you had to be naturalized?
Probably 10 or 15 years while I was naturalized.
Oh, yes. But you could stay in Maine?
Yeah. Well, I paid my interest.
Ed tax.
Oh, you had to pay it?
Yeah, I had to pay Ed tax to get naturalized.
Was that costly? I mean...
No, it was only $8 a year.
$8 a year?
Yeah.
And you could remain in Maine?
Yeah, I could remain in Maine.
And you could go back to Canada if you wanted to?
Well, I'd have to, yeah. Before I get naturalized, I could go back anytime.
Yes.
Well, I was naturalized, well...
You're in the United States.
You got to swear you came back.
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Now, you probably remember many... When you were a child in Canada, did you come across the border anytime at all? With your parents?
Oh, yeah.
Probably with your parents?
Yeah. I ran a ferry boat there along a couple of years there.
A ferry boat from Canada to Maine?
Well, isn't that... We crossed many times we wanted.
You didn't have to make any special arrangements to do that?
Then it was legal for... At that time, there was no custom officer along the river anywhere. So just a few years out of that boat.
Yes, so you could come and cross.
Yeah,
and
you used to go and come the way we felt. Like coming across, we used to come across.
Wasn't that something? Now, on this ferry boat, what did you, they didn't have cars those days, did they?
No, it was mostly all the horses, the teams, cross-cover wagons and single wagons. Mm-hmm.
And how many, did you do that every single day?
Yeah.
How many trips did you?
I don't know, probably 15 times, 20 times a day.
You did? And was it very, was it a wide crossing? I mean,
Yarpool.
How many miles?
Well, probably a couple thousand feet in Yarpool. Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah. I would say about that, but 3-4 thousand feet.
It's not, well, I would say the way you're imagining,
wideness is
same. No, it's
wideness of the
water. Well, over half a mile.
That would be the St. John River.
Yeah. Right. I would say about a good quarter of a mile.
Now, do you remember when the custom house was built or up there when they finally got
built? I remember it, though. I don't remember the year.
You don't remember yet. But they put a man there.
Yeah, man up just over 2 miles further up than where we used to cross. Well, we had our ferry to, in had no customers, they had just about 2 miles for that, about St. John.
So what did you do then? Were you still...
Before that, well, they shut down the ferry.
The ferry, they shut that down. So...
That was 1914, that the year the railroad track went up there.
Oh, yes, when the railroad track. Well, did you, then did you have to report at the custom office any time you came over?
Yes, after that.
After that, you'd have to do it. Did you ever try to come across without letting them know that you were coming?
Oh, yeah, we used to call right at St. John's there any time.
Mm-hmm.
Wintertime.
Yeah.
We used to call somebody, it's been a reason for
us. We never did. Of course, there wasn't that many people then, as there is now.
Because nobody was trying to smuggle anything.
No. No, we didn't have to pay the tax on things that we bought over there. So then you met your wife and you were married. Did you move? Where did you move from there?
Well, we got married at Paul in 19...
25.
25.
October 1999.
We moved.
We never had any honeymoon. We got married. We moved right in the woods.
A couple of days after that, we were
right in the woods. Now, what woods was that?
Niggerbrook?
Niggerbrook.
And where?
Yeah, Kansas.
Is that up near Van Buren somewhere?
No, that's up near Allegash.
Allegash.
Near the Allegash. And you moved right up there with him?
Yes, I was used to that.
What did you do all winter?
We cooked for the men.
That's where they had these men come in.
We take the same family, of course,
her
father and mother were there, and they had a family. We were probably 5 or 6 in camp.
Yeah.
We built camp together.
Yes.
A whole bunch of us.
Yeah.
So
you were a family, at the camp.
We stayed together in one camp.
Well, that's interesting.
I was used to that because when I was small there, growing up, my father used to be the lumberjacks. He used to move in the woods every
winter.
Every winter. Yeah.
When would you go, around Thanksgiving time?
We used to move around October.
October. And you would stay until?
Yeah. My father had a crew there. My mother, my sister, we used to cook for the men.
You cooked?
Yeah.
And they had a camp?
Yeah, a big camp.
Of themselves?
Yeah, we had a camp for the family and a camp for the men.
Mm-hmm. And you used to cook for them?
Yeah, cook with my mother and my sister.
You had to get up real early in the morning to do that too, didn't you?
My mother used to get up for breakfast and we had, you know.
How many men would you
have? Well, some winter we had 10, 15 men. We didn't have too much of a big crew.
And when you were out there, what did you cut wood? Mm-hmm. Is this what you did? Did you use saws?
Well, my brother's dad tended to the yard.
Yard. That's where they stored the wood.
By the logs up there. Somebody had an escape in between. You have a real good log you make. You put never a little skid where you could roll and put it in.
In between these skids, was that a cord or would you call it a cord or more than a cord?
Just by long. We used to put probably 150 logs over from. We started about right around 300-400 logs to a yard.
Mm-hmm.
And some yards,
according to
the chance of one was coming there. Well.
That must have got pretty well full up before.
We used to fire that book probably 10, 12 years high.
Mm-hmm. Now, the men, when they went out to cut wood, they cut these trees down, didn't they? And what all did they do that all by axe?
No, they had crossbuck saws. Saw them down, so you just notch them and then saw them down. And then they used to just chop them off because choppers used to, what they call a chopper's domain.
Yes.
They used to notch them and saw them down and chop them off. And just another fellow come along and he limbed them up.
Took all the branches off.
Cut the branches off. Mm-hmm. And then the team used to come, you would hook on a chain on him and haul him to the yard. It's called yard.
Yes, right. Where you took care of them when they got there.
Right.
But this team would haul him to the yard.
Yeah.
So they always had horses up there, too, also.
Yeah. So just horses up there.
Did you find the winters long? What would you do? I mean, now you'd probably work 6 days a week.
Oh yeah.
And then you'd have Sunday off, would you?
Yeah.
Sunday off.
So what would you do on Sunday? You couldn't. You'd never came out to church. You couldn't do that, could you?
Oh no.
Because you were stormed in. There wouldn't be roads, would there?
Oh yeah.
There wouldn't be roads.
They had plows and they had some kind of plows they used to build there in the woods. Plow goes out with the horses.
Did the men go out much during the winter?
Well, team Tolton, they used to have team Tolton most every day, in and out most every day.
So then they'd bring the groceries back, I suppose.
All hay, you know, team for the team, the horses, because they always had the, say, probably 5, 6 teams in there. You know, again.
Did they ever have any accidents when you were there? Do you remember any of them?
Well, I'm getting out up there. We were going back to have an accident in Woods. Now I was up in Squirtle there.
It fell on
you. Hit in a big burst tree and his leg come down and hit him on the head.
Oh, no.
That was poor kid. I don't remember anything now.
There wasn't been too many accidents.
Too many up there.
Yeah. I should think, you know, with cutting his axes and everything, once in a while it would slip and
going
there.
Oh, put too many.
You know, it'd be hard to get a doctor, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, were these older men, I mean, real men, or did you have young boys, too?
Well, they had some quite old men, and they had some
younger ones that would go to the woods in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of men did that years ago, didn't they?
I was only 12 years old.
You were 12. Mm-hmm. Did you go with your father?
No, I didn't have no father, no.
No. So when you were 12, you went to the woods. You were right on your own at 12 years old. I remember my father saying the same thing, that when he was 12, he was on his own.
First went out in the woods, I tend to land the whole winter. Next year I went in, I chopped down the trees.
You said that. No. That first winter you went in, what did you do?
Tend to land. We took, they used to drag him along with a horse, on a sled.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big bank right on the river.
Mm-hmm.
All we had, all what I had, loose. Marched them on the boat into the land back, and on the stops with the axe. I had marked the missiles.
Oh, yeah.
And we had marked them on the stops, and of course the choppers used to mark them on the butt, and I had marked them on the top, and marked the boat into the land back, and then I rolled it down over the hill.
Oh, I see.
And they were skidding at all. They just fly right up like a barrel of nails.
They boy.
All kind of ways.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. You were 12 years old when you did this. Isn't that amazing? 12 years old, you wouldn't expect our 12-year-old children to do things like that.
No, you want to see twins now.
No. And you said you used to cook.
Yeah.
Now you probably had to get some big meals if you were feeding 15 men plus your own family.
Big meals a day, yes.
And what would you cook? Beans?
Yes, usually they had beans for breakfast and hot biscuits.
Yes.
Tea, coffee. No coffee.
No coffee.
We usually cook more with molasses, no eggs.
No.
And cakes with
molasses.
Molasses and cooked donuts. We didn't use any names. I'm still making molasses cookies that I used to.
Yeah.
50 years ago.
Without the eggs?
I'm still making molasses cookies with them.
And they didn't have milk, because you wouldn't have a cow out there, would you?
No. Oh, no.
Well, kind of had a supply room there.
Mm-hmm.
You could get it there.
You could get milk?
Oh, yeah,
the survival?
Yeah, we could get.
Would that be fresh milk?
Well, no, it was canned milk.
Canned milk that you used in coffee and you didn't have coffee though. Why didn't you have coffee?
Well,
that interests me.
They didn't know about coffee.
Is that right?
You never seen no coffee then.
In those days, but they had tea.
Yeah, they had tea. Or tea you want to drink.
Well, isn't that now that's something new that I never heard tell. But I was stuck with coffee as long as it was tea, you know.
I can remember the way back there. I don't think we had much coffee before. I think we had tea.
was that thing? You began to have coffee in 1925 up there, maybe.
Do you remember what you thought of it the first time you had a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
did you think it tasted funny, or?
Then we used to come down to Fort Kenton. That's the only place you get it down, Fort Kenton restaurants.
Yes. And they would have it then. There's no coffee. No coffee. And so you had potatoes, though, that you probably had for dinner time. And then I used to make pancakes a lot, too, didn't they?
Not so much.
Not too much.
No, not too much pancakes.
You made all your own bread?
Yes, biscuit and yeast bread.
Yeah.
We used to make our own yeast with potatoes.
You made your own yeast?
Yeah, with potatoes.
Yeah. Now how did you do that?
We had to take potatoes and cook them and mash the potatoes and let them sour until they did make some kind of bubbles there. And then we put some water and the salt and sugar, just the same as we make them now.
But your yeast was made from this potato.
Yeah.
You leave it sitting out?
Yeah, until it was sour.
Until it was sour.
Yeah, then we put the amount of water we wanted, or milk. You know, we didn't have any milk. We had to put water.
Water.
And shortening.
And flour.
Yeah, flour.
And you'd make your bread from this?
Make our own yeast bread, yeah.
Oh, that was really
happening. Nice bread, yeah.
I wonder, I see recipes now called potato bread.
Yes, that's what they call it. Yes.
Is that what
that's what they call it now.
Make your own yeast.
Yeah, make your own yeast.
Yes, I imagine it'd be hard to buy things like that. Of course, the stores in those days probably had things in bulk, didn't they?
Yeah,
mostly rather packaged.
Mm-hmm. We used to have some that dry yeast cake. It was so hard. When we could get one of those, well, it sure helped us, but we couldn't get it.
And if you were making your bread every day, probably three times a day.
We had to save in a jar, you know.
Oh, yes, you'd save it and then use it as you needed it.
Yeah.
And what did you, what would you do on Sunday for amusements? Did you play cards?
We played card lots, yes. And
much
some
more.
And music, you know, and fiddle and violin then.
Oh, yes.
And
of course, there wasn't any radio, was there?
No radio.
And you always had, you had the storyteller quite often there?
Yes, we had storytellers.
What would he do? Tell stories?
Yeah, sit down there and tell stories. We all listened to
him. Just on Saturday night and
The only time we used to get together, see, all the men come to one camp. They usually come to our camps.
Yes, I imagine with young people there, and girls especially, that they would want to.
Yeah.
And did you dance?
Sometimes we used to dance, because I and my brother, we could play the violin.
That's beautiful music, isn't it? I wished I could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They
don't have it now. And I'm interested in these stories. What kind of stories did they tell? Something they made up themselves?
Well, something made up, I suppose. And some of them, while they read some books, were stories for them.
And they would tell you about this book. Did you have books up there that you could read?
Some had books, yes. Once in a while, some bring the paper.
From the town,
and they have paper. Yeah.
How long did you stay up there till May?
6 months.
6 months?
6 months, yes.
5 months and a half. Five to 6 months.
Yeah.
Now you had Christmas there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I suppose you had a tree. You had lots of trees.
Yeah.
So you could have a Christmas tree,
yes.
And then you would.
You didn't have too many presents, though.
No.
No, I don't imagine.
Sometimes somebody used to come down, sometimes nobody used to come down for Christmas, because then it's
a lot. We all stayed in the
of course, room. You used to get a tour and bring some stuff out.
Yes.
And some of the men would go down and bring us a treat or some candy or for the kids. And
I suppose you made candy too.
Oh, yes,
you?
We did. We made molasses taffy, they call it.
The kids didn't get much talk about the big kid now did that.
Yeah. That molasses taffy, you
yeah,
put on the snow,
taffy, yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, that's what we used to
do. Now, did you tap the trees for maple during those years?
No, not up there.
Not up there, because there probably wouldn't be any maple
trees. Well,
there'd
be some, it would be. But not enough, and it wasn't rigged up for it there. Of course, we say some places do it, except around there, they're rigged up for it, and they get sugar reeds, what they call sugar factories.
Yes.
They go right out of spring, and they get the whole outfit, they make sure, or in the woodwork.
No.
They never bother that, because they have an awesome style even.
I know. My father had a sugar can then. We used
to. He did, so
yeah.
He had sugar.
Yeah, he had sugar, and we used to sell some. You know, in the spring. Yeah, they come down from the woods then. It was in April, I suppose, when we used to go back and start a sugar can and make sugar.
And sometimes you go with him.
Oh, yes, we used to go up early in the morning then.
Yeah.
We used to have some sugar ready for us and candies and some. That candy right on the snow there.
And it would harden.
Yes, it would harden there on the
because
snow.
That sugar that you, that sugar
yeah.
Candy that you were making, you boil it for a long time,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, the sugar, mm-hmm. You had to cook it more than longer.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't make sugar candy.
There's nothing that tastes good.
Oh, I should
candy.
Say.
You know, I see some in the stores right now. And
yes,
it's expensive, isn't it?
Oh, it's so expensive, huh?
Expensive.
Yeah.
So, when you came out of the woods, what would you do in the summertime now?
Well, we should. That get time to go to dry. We should probably loaf a month and a half, and then we should go back up on the drive probably for, 25, 30 days, probably more.
Now, this drive that you're talking about, that's where they close these logs down that you cut during the wintertime. They close them down the river.
We should roll them in the water then, and they used to flow down to the, we got them all in while we started with the rear, what they call the rear, the last one, the last log, and then we keep following them down, clear down to the, wherever we used to go, to the mill or something like that.
Would there be meals along the?
Well, it's called if we cut lumber, we ship them for the St. Francis Lumber Company there. So, mill up there, well, of course, we just come to the mill. And if the logs went any further down, say down to where Marwaska there, the mill down Fraserville, well, she did some lots of time, we just brought it down to St. Francis, and then some other fellows took it from there down.
Mm-hmm.
All by sections. I should get out from out of the river, out from out of St. John River, then to saw sections off, because the men had to take care of the booms and stuff.
The booms, now what's that?
Boom, there's a big rock in the river, they had to kind of boom to shut the logs out in the current, mm-hmm. So they wouldn't pile up on the rocks and stuff like that.
And they call that a boom?
Yeah, call it a boom.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was something that they made.
You tie it on shore here, and then every log that was all chained together, and they had the kind of wing on it to hold it out.
Oh, yes.
Kind of wing on it. And then you hold a log out, you say that's the log there, all right, that boom went right along here. You say about up, just enough to logs get by.
To get by, you can.
To an island or something, they had the wing, boom there. And shove logs out from the country so they wouldn't get on the island, or pile up on the island.
Now, did you go right out on the water on these logs?
Oh, yeah, lots of times we went right out.
And you walked on the logs?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever fall in?
Oh, yeah, I fell in a good many times.
But you'd be all wet from head to foot when you'd fall in. So how would you get back on the rolling log?
Oh, well, we'd climb up on the end. But
did you have?
Yeah, and climb up on the end. And so if anybody around or they help you out, we'd pull you out.
So time you'd fall right back in again, wouldn't you?
Well, not too often. Probably a couple times a day, probably once a day. Probably go around for a week or so before you fall in. You had to be.
Did you have something on your shoes to?
Oh, well, yeah, we had cock shoes.
Cock shoes?
Cock, yeah. Just kind of nail, but that long.
In the body?
Right in the body.
Uh-huh. And that would sort of hold you?
Yeah, you could hold the balance on the log.
Of course, was this water, was it very swift? Was it running?
Oh, someplace. I never go too much on St. John River. I only go, most I go was up on Mount Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I go up there. Awful rough.
Yes,
it was
a
fall there.
Mm-hmm.
A fall? Yeah, it's a fall drop off.
Now, would you get, you wouldn't go over the fall on these?
We went over a couple times.
By mistake?
No, no.
No?
We done it first, we tried out.
And?
High water, just as high as could be, we tried.
And you go right over this fall on that log? And sometimes you fall again in the water?
We
could hold on to them.
Oh, we held on. Well, we rode it twice, I mean, now for me and my brother-in-law.
You rode
it? One of us could swim. We couldn't swim either one of us.
You couldn't swim at all?
No, not at all. I can't swim yet.
But you'd take a chance.
I'll take a chance.
I bet your son wouldn't do that now. Try to ride a log over a fall.
Oh, and we were down at 200 bend and bought all us the money. Now he's poisoned us. We're going down with Ridge, and I don't want any of you fellas riding over the fall.
Oh, he didn't want you to ride
over the fall? No. He said, all right, nobody's asking. Of course, we was coming along with, five or six of us, coming along with you. Ridge just shoved them in the front to go down over the fall. And we come there, well, the only log we had was a good big cedar. We stayed on it.
Stayed right on it right there. No, but some of the men would, some of them would get off and walk.
Well, yeah, most of them didn't get off and didn't get out and go by.
That was a great feat, you know, safe. Go over the fall.
Tried a couple of times, we done it.
And you've done it. That was the way to it.
I told him, they put me out for a quarter mile below that.
They did, and you couldn't swim.
Oh, couldn't swim at all.
Did you swallow water that time? Were you unconscious when they put you out?
No.
You just tread water and sort of
back up. I come back up all right and caught the log a little. I couldn't get up on the log.
And the other man had to.
He couldn't even fall.
Was this before you knew him, Mrs. King?
Yeah, I didn't know him yet, no.
No, you wouldn't approve of that, would you?
No.
We've
done
it quite a few times. You know. He drove there two, three springs, I guess. I done it every spring.
Every spring you try. That's interesting. I didn't know. I know you go up in the winter and you cut these logs, but I didn't know that you go back for the what you call the drive.
The first one I went up there.
Yes, that's going. There much more to it, Hilda? We're almost through.
First year I went up there, mm-hmm. I went up right out of the gate. And I stayed there all through cutting. And I stayed there for cut the booms. And we put the booms around on the ice and on the logs. Then we, the ice went out there, we hauled it all down the dam and scooped it off. Therefore we go from there to down there. I come out to 2 days before the 4th of July.
Before the 4th of July?
Come out the 2nd day of July.
So you're spending most of your summers in the woods still those days.
I went there for, I don't know now, I think 7 or 8 months.
So when you come out of the woods, you probably would have anywhere from a month to a month and a half that you didn't. Before you go back again. into the woods, because there you'd be going back from the fall again.
Yeah, we would have done about right out of digging.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is interesting. Did you like those days? Would you like to go back to them?
Oh, I wish I could.
Yeah.
I'd be young enough to go back. I like
you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Well, it was. It's interesting that the families went out and the children even stayed up there. Now, what about schooling? They didn't have school.
Well,
so
they had school in summertime.
In the summertime?
Yeah, they start in April there until November of the...
Before you go back up in the woods.
Yeah.
And was this around 1914, you said?
Yes, 15 and 16.
15.
Yeah.
This is before they had cars and...
Oh, yes.
No cars up here. And you went to school in the summertime?
Yes, in summertime.
Where did they get their teachers?
Well, they always had teachers, though.